It's been 6 years since the last release from Fleet Foxes. The Seattle-based band's first two records met with critical and commercial success, selling more than 2 million copies and winding up on many a critic's best of list. The music found a home with a large and loyal fan base, but more than half a decade is a long wait. Fleet Foxes' return is full of big ideas and subtle sounds while retaining the gorgeous vocal harmonies that warm so many hearts. It's called Crack Up, and songwriter and lead singer Robin Pecknold joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
What happened after Helplessness Blues that led to such a break for you and the band? I mean, you went to carpentry school and undergrad at Columbia. You really went out there.
I mean, everyone had a lot of other things that they wanted to do, myself included, and I had been very all in on music since I was maybe 14 or so. And but I think by 26, I feel like I'd taken that as far as it could go just personally or creatively. And then I just kind of wanted to broaden my horizons and see if that would change how I thought about music or how I wanted to approach music. And just for the sake of doing new things.
Are you a good carpenter now?
Terrible. Terrible carpenter.
You had to go back to music, didn't you?
Yeah. If I'd been a master carpenter, maybe I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
A tour with members of other indie bands began to bring you back, and you were paying tribute to Gene Clark from the Byrds. What was it about that music and those shows that helped lead you back to Fleet Foxes?
Wow, that was such a fun project. That was put together by Beach House. And I think that we've done a lot of touring with Beach House from very early on, and they're great about keeping things fresh and finding exciting new ways to tour and new projects to work on. And so I think for all of us singers that they brought in, like me, myself and Hamilton from Walkman and Daniel from Grizzly Bear, we were just, it was great to be kind of in an egoless music project where we didn't feel, it was just to honor the music itself and not, it wasn't any kind of personal reflection or a personal statement.
How could it all fall in one day? If you need to keep time on me, if you need to keep time on me.
Did you bring that to the new record and that kind of attitude?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think so.
Were your bandmates apprehensive about getting back together? I know your friend Sky said it has to be something that's not going to make us want to kill ourselves. a little dramatic, maybe, but
yeah, everyone was really excited to do it again, and we had a great time getting to know each other again, and while we were making the album,
you decided to open up the creative process a bit on Crack Up. How do you think that influenced the songs?
I think, you know, it takes the burden off me a little bit in certain ways of just kind of leaving room, knowing what everyone was good at and leaving room for those things and not trying to do all of it out of a kind of control freak mentality. And it opens up a lot of surprising results, like in the process of making it, because you have another group of minds kind of mulling over the same set of songs. And every morning there was something fresh to try on and to audition.
The opening song, I Am All That I Need, that goes a long way toward telling the listener what they're in for. And like many of the songs on Crack Up, it has many movements. Was it challenging to put so many ideas into a song?
Yeah, I think that one was kind of like, maybe it's like the whole album itself kind of shrunk into 6 minutes. And I get the first major contrast transition, like a minute into that song, it was kind of like done to signal to the listener that this is what you're in for as far as how the rest of the thing is going to go, and you should kind of stay on your toes at certain points.
So it's true, I've gone too far to find you. And the thumbprint scar I let define you. Was it if I made you measure up? Just part of winding.
The Crack Up is the name of an F. Scott Fitzgerald essay that chronicles a kind of existential crisis that he went through as he was about to turn 40. I was drawn to the line, I had been only a mediocre caretaker of most of the things left in my hands, even of my talent. After the last record and in the lead up to deciding to do this one, did the writing in that essay affect you and the way you thought about your art and your life?
Well, when I read that, I did read that maybe back in 2013 or 2012. And at first I was just really struck by the title. I thought it was evocative and I could imagine it on an album cover and I could imagine what that record would sound like. The line you mentioned maybe did resonate for me more back then, like 2012, 2013, but not now. The Fitzgerald essay is pretty fatalist by the end, and this record kind of ends on a light note.
Fleet Foxes' new recording is called Crack Up, and it's out now. Thanks for your time, Robin.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
So the mind won't lie. And the arm won't say. And the bright red eye is in all of you, yeah. So the words won't come, and the hand won't. And a midnight sun doesn't look like much. As in iris contract, facing the day, I can tell you've cracked. Like a child.